Welcome to the Fear and Doubt Detox Audio Summit. I'm Simona McNeil, a freedom from fear and visibility coach who helps women outsmart fear, doubt, and shame so they can go from dreamer to doer, one small action at a time. I'll be your host over the next 4 days, and I'm so excited to share these 20 plus interviews with you. Throughout these interviews, you'll be introduced to some amazing women of God. These are real women sharing their very real stories and experiences with fear, doubt, and shame, and how they overcame them. Together, we want to help you detox your thoughts, debunk the lies, and transform your life. Freedom is yours for the taking. While this event was created by Christian women for Christian women, this is a judgment-free zone where everyone is welcome. Think of these sessions as less of a finger-wagging soliloquy and more of a conversation between friends that we're inviting you to join in on. I'm so excited to hear about the growth, ahas, and transformation that come from this week's summit. Listen in. Welcome back to the Fear and Doubt Detox Audio Summit. I am so excited to be here speaking with my sister in Christ, Stacy Goldstein. Stacy is a mindset coach for working moms. She's also a homeschooling mom of three. Every time I read that, I just have the best thoughts for you. I'm just like, I wish I could do it. She's a homeschooling mom of three boys. She's a lover of the outdoors. She has a passion for helping the modern mom create a life that she loves. And she does this through coaching, where she uses research-backed subconscious and somatic techniques. These techniques help to shed unrealistic expectations that we might place on ourselves. It helps to heal and release this modern expectation of the mom that we might get from social media and just things that we see in our life, whether it be generational habits or things like that. And I am so excited for her to share all of her hard God-given wisdom with the moms in the Fear and Doubt Detox community today. So, Stacy, I'll turn it over to you.
All right. Thank you so very much for having me here. I'm pretty excited. I feel like it's so important to speak to moms of today because motherhood is so different than it was for our mothers. I was so lucky to grow up with a mom who was able to stay home with me. And life was very different back then. I grew up in the age of the Commodore 64 and all the jelly bracelets and crimped hair and all that kind of good stuff. So it was definitely a different generation that I grew up in and a different generation that my parents came from. But I think today we're so inundated with these different messages that come at us from all directions. And a lot of them are well-intentioned, but we get so overwhelmed and we're so bogged down with all these different things. And it's just hard to keep focus on what is truly important. And for me, I always wanted to be a mom. I never fantasized about my wedding day or any of that stuff. I just always wanted to be a mom. I always wanted to have kids. I wanted to be able to hang out with them. And I just looked forward to being with them. And I didn't start having kids until about my mid-30s. I was a little late to the game, but I wanted to do everything right. And I'm a perfectionist by nature. And there have been different points in my life where I always thought that I knew what was best. And even though I knew deep down, I could hear God telling me that wasn't the plan for me or that wasn't the right decision for me for different things. So when I became a mom, I wanted to do everything right. And it did nothing but make me sick. For example, they tell you how good breastfeeding is for your children. And I wholeheartedly believed that. And my body wasn't willing to go along with the system. And the first time that my oldest son had formula, I literally cried because I felt I'd let him down. I'd let everybody down over formula. I was crying. And it was a struggle because you're trying to do all these things because you want to keep them healthy, but then you're seeing things on TV, or you have people that are maybe they're not being outright about it, but they're just suggesting, oh, maybe you shouldn't do it that way, and that kind of thing. And it really makes you question what you yourself feel comfortable with. I've always struggled with trusting myself and trusting the voice inside of me and what God is trying to tell me. And somewhere in there, I think he was telling me to just slow down and back off a little bit. And I didn't listen. And I just kept right on just going at it, just trying to do all the things, check all the boxes, work the full-time job, keep the house perfect, get all the laundry done every weekend. Bathrooms were clean, everything was great. And then I got pregnant with my second son. And that was a little bit more of an eye-opener. I had been losing a lot of weight after I had my oldest, and I found a lump in my neck. And they said, since you know you're pregnant, we really can't do much about this at this point. But okay, we're just going to leave it till after I had the second son. And he ended up putting me into preterm labor and in the hospital for 5 weeks, which gives you a long time to think about things. And when he was stillborn 6 weeks early, and then spent an additional 2 weeks in the NICU, that was a pretty rough and low patch. He came home healthy, and for the record, he's almost 12, and you would never know. It was a very stressful time. We just moved. I was out of work for months because of it. And then I went back to work, had my first week back full time. And then they decided they were going to biopsy this lump on my neck that they had found a few months earlier. And within another week, they were diagnosing me with cancer. So when you have a 2-year-old, not quite 2-year-old, and a 2-month-old that you've been waiting your whole life to hang out with, and someone throws that word at you, not easy. I had to pick a low point, that was probably it. And it really forced me to be with myself, to be quiet with myself and listen to what God was really telling me, which was to slow down and to start living the way that He wanted me to live. Our children are given to us on purpose because we are the best ones for them. And I forgot that along the way. And knowing that I was the best one meant that I could follow the plan for my life and my motherhood that God was leading me towards. And I'd been pushing him to the side for so long. And when you're praying that all will be well, and you're begging God that you can hang out another day, you really start to listen. And so, thankfully for me, it was a cancer that hadn't spread. I was able to just have surgery. I have a scar still, but that's about it. I didn't have to do any additional treatment, which was fabulous. But I ch started to change how I was approaching life. And I started to let go of a lot of the little things. I'm not much on social media anyway. And you can find that I have an Instagram page, but I'm not really social there. I'll share stuff for friends, but I'm not really there a whole heck of a lot because I feel like even there I get inundated with all these things like, oh my gosh, look at the beautiful places they're taking their kids to and the perfect birthday parties they're throwing and all of these perfect things. And to be honest with you, I don't think I want it to be perfect. So instead of being perfect, I started looking at how did I want motherhood to look and to be for me. And I ended up cutting back my hours at work, and that made a big difference. And I was lucky because I've been working in my profession long enough that I could pull that off. I ended up having a third kid in there too. So I have three boys. And it just, I started to just let go of a lot of little things and just focus on smaller moments. Being able to sit and play with my kids, go outside and push them on the swings, even though I had no energy to go do it. But I knew it would make them happy and that they would remember that. Taking the time to just take them for a walk or go to the park or watching them ride their bikes or whatever. So things really started to shift when I took a step back from those things. If you took a look at my house right now, clean enough. I will never post a picture on Instagram about how my kitchen island looks because the disaster there is ridiculous.
Ditto.
But I had to, I dropped to the bottom in order to figure out that all of the times that I had all these nudges and all of these deep things inside of me telling me that this wasn't right, what I was doing when I was just struggling and trying to check all the boxes wasn't the right path for me. I ignored them. And there's been other times in my life where God likes to slap me upside the head to get my attention because I'm very stubborn. Unfortunately, in this case, he really got my attention. But I listened. What I found when I've been listening, I've been able to find peace and healing in a lot of different ways. And all of those expectations of the world and of others that I felt were piled upon me, I have been able to start to release those. Now, am I perfect? No. But I came across some techniques that were based in research about the subconscious mind. And at first, I thought they were cool and weird, but I work in healthcare. I'm very science-based. So if you show me the research studies, I'm all about it. And I was amazed at how much it helped me to let go of some of the different guilt and fear and shame and things that I held on to. And I would never have come to those things otherwise if I hadn't hit that rock bottom. And those things have been extremely helpful. And if I would have just stopped doubting that God had the best plan, I think it would have been a smoother ride. Maybe not perfect, but it would have been a smoother ride. Because I lost my faith, I lost my trust, and there's nothing better than trying to renew that trust and get back on track. Life all of a sudden gets better when you start doing it God's way and not the way that you're trying to force into your life. So it's made a huge difference.
Yeah, I love that you said that. Stacey, there were so many questions that were coming up for me, but I just felt like I was supposed to let you continue to share. I'm so grateful to God that you're here with us today, that you're healed, that He honors His word, that all things worked out for your good. And I still want to circle back to a few of the things that you said because I think there are some lessons there that I don't want our listeners to lose sight of. One of the things that stood out for me when you were describing the different things that you went through, was that I might look at those things and say, oh, that was painful. But I love your perspective now. You can look at it and say, oh, yeah, like those weren't easy. Like I wouldn't have done it that way. But I learned so much and I learned to trust God more. How did you adopt that mindset?
Not easily. It wasn't something that came easily by any means. And I'm not sure if I have a definite answer for that. It is just one of these things where I was just searching for answers. And I finally found the right ones, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes me think of, I think it's in Matthew where it talks about asking, seeking, and knocking. Like, I could just imagine that's what you were doing with your thoughts and with your prayer life, like on this quest. And then because he's a good father, he just brought you revelation, right? He just shared his wisdom with you. And that's what you're able to use to help support your clients and help them get to the other side of their journeys as well. I felt led to just dive into our interview, but the listeners will notice that isn't the typical format, right? So usually I kick off with the first question. I'm like, so how did you arrive at this topic? So I guess now would be a good time for us to circle back. Your topic today, your session title is Drowning in a Fallen World, A Mother's Tale of Rising from the Ashes. You have told us how you did that already. But I was wondering if you could describe that drowning in a fallen world piece a little bit more.
Absolutely. So it's funny because nobody's had a perfect life, and I'm included in that. But I've always stayed connected to my faith in some way or shape or form. Sometimes it's better and closer than others. But the further away I got from my faith, the further away I got from trusting God, the more I doubted his plan, the more I started drowning it in all of the world's expectations and all of the things in the world. And I just totally started to lose sight of what was going on. And I feel like a lot of the world puts so much in outside appearances. How does your house look? How beautiful is it? How perfect is your job? How well dressed are your kids? Are they going to the best preschool? Are they going to the best regular school? And are they in all the right sports and all the right activities? And how are their friends? And are all of these things? And in some ways, some of those things are important. But the other things that are important are how is their character developing in this world? Because they get bombarded with so many negative messages. And so I was drowning in all of that. And I don't want my kids to drown in that either. But I just let everything take a hold. When I let go of God, that's when everything just bombarded me. And it's funny because I've had friends that have told me if there's anybody that can come up with a topic, it's keeping the faith in the modern world, and that it would be me. I forget why they said it to me, but it's just a matter of no matter what life throws at you, no matter how far down you're drowning, you have to reach out for the hand of God. And that's truly what digs you back out and brings you back to what's important.
I couldn't agree more. I think one of the reasons why I would consider the times that we're living in now world is just because it seems like with either the news or social media, we are plagued with these different messages that rather than feeding us the truth, rather than feeding us God's word, instead it seems to like fuel things like fear, comparisonitis. It seems to really feed this idea that perfection is even attainable, which we both know it's not. Like, there's no one perfect but the Father. But yet, there is this projection, like, oh, your life is not, it's not good enough. Or it could be so much better if you had this or you did that. And so I love what you said a few moments ago, where you talked about, I had to shut everything else out and I had to remember God's word and I had to allow that to be louder in my ears and in my life and the way I showed up. I love that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So I know that you work with moms to help them get their passion back. and to help them release some of these chains, these self-imposed chains that we place on, that we gain over time or can put on ourselves. If you were speaking with a mom today that was telling you, "Stacy, I just feel like I'm drowning in my current life, in my current situation or existence." Maybe she too is like a mom with three boys, but she isn't walking out her faith in the way that you are. What would you say to her to encourage her and to get her out of that place of like, "I'm stuck"?
I would tell her there's always hope. It may hurt now, it may be difficult now, but there is a way up, there is a way out. And part of it would be reconnecting with her faith. Part of it would be reconnecting with herself, in which she would be able to see the plan that God has for her, and that there are different ways to overcome the guilt, the overwhelm, and all of the things. And they're easier than you think. And they can provide great relief, deep peace, and more joy. And it's all accessible. It's all there, whether you find it first in prayer and in time with yourself, or maybe it's with the help of somebody, whether it be a coach or even if it was professional help, that all of those things are okay. Whatever would be needed is okay. There's no shame in that. There's no shame in needing help. I've been in the perfectionist trap, and perfectionism is just nothing but an endless hole that you drop yourself into that you can never get out of unless you release. Which is hard too, because moms think we try to please everybody all the time.
And I find that it comes up often. Like, even th when you think, "Oh, I've gotten over this." This isn't top of mind anymore. For me personally, then something else will come up. And I'm like, okay, it's an ongoing decision to overcome it each day. You mentioned perfectionism. And through my research, one of the things that I've learned is that perfectionism can be a symptom of fear. When you look back over your life and your motherhood, have you found that you can link your perfectionism to either fear or doubt or both?
I would say probably more fear. And it was the fear of letting everybody down, to be honest. I was afraid I was going to let my husband down, who his parents didn't, they divorced when he was very young and didn't have, he didn't grow up in like a traditional type of home. And I didn't want to let him down because we have a strong relationship. And I know that he wanted the kids to be raised in a better environment than what he was raised. I didn't want to let my parents down because I'm the only one that this is their only grandkids. And they have a very strong Catholic background. And my entire extended family does as well. And so I was trying to make everybody there happy. And then, of course, you've got your friends and other extended in-laws and people that are all looking at these what you're doing. And if you're not doing it perfectly, then somebody is going to look down on you. And it was a fear of letting people down and a fear of rejection, which is something I've always struggled with to some extent over the course of my life. And it was really hard because all the things that plagued me, even when I was a kid, started resurfacing. And I would probably say mostly fear, more so than doubt. And as a side note, I've heard it said that perfectionism is a form of procrastination. And in this case, I was putting off fully living the life and the motherhood that I wanted to live because I was so trapped in what other people would think and fear of rejection and fear of failing myself, fear of failing everybody. And I was just putting off all the wonderful things that happen when you let go of some of that.
Yeah, that's so good. Stacey, I have tons of questions. I could sit here and just ask you questions all day long, but I want to be conscious of your time. I know that there are women who are going to hear your testimony, who are going to hear about your past experiences today, and they're going to say, "That's me." They're going to raise their hand. "That's me." But she's, for some, it's 2 steps. For some, it's 15 steps ahead of me. And they're going to want to follow up with you and follow you and connect with you. What's the best way for them to stay in touch with you?
There's a couple of different ways. So I do have an Instagram account. It's at Stacy underscore simplified, Stacy with no E. So I am there on occasion. I have a Facebook page. I'm really not there very often. I don't get into social media too often for reasons that I've already said. But one of the best places you can find me, I have a podcast and I post weekly there. If you want to hear more about any of these things, it's called the Golden Spark Podcast. It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Podbean. And if you had any particular questions, you can always email me at hello@stacy-goldstein.com. Or you can go to my website, and I've got lots of information there. I've got a free tea tapping video there that'll help you increase your self-worth in just a few minutes. And my website is stacy-goldstein.com.
I love that. Thank you so much. You have an amazing gift that you are sharing with the Fear and Doubt Detox community. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, so I have it's a 5-day mini course, and it's not like your full in-depth courses. It's finding more peace in motherhood in 5 days. And it takes you through a couple of meditations in order to reconnect and think about different areas of your life and coming up with a plan so that you can continue on feeling a little bit more peace and a little bit of more joy every day.
I love
And
that.
I also have in your marketplace, and I apologize if I'm jumping the gun here, I
No, go
have
ahead.
a it's an ebook that kind of is a bit more in depth than the 5-day Peace and Motherhood. The ebook really takes more of an in-depth look, and it's at different aspects of your life because you don't know where you're going if you don't know where you're currently standing. And it just asks some deeper questions about where you really are in your relationships with your kids, your relationship with your spouse, your relationship to others in your life, your professional life, your spiritual life, and just really has you take an in-depth look of where you are so that you can see, is am I happy here or do I need to make change? And it just gives you a springboard for, okay, if I need to make a change, where can I start? And where's the best place to go from here?
I'm excited about that. It sounds like a spiritual growth, like assessment or inventory, if you will. And I love that you're pointing them towards the next step.
Yeah, it's just a continuation on, but it's something it only works if you're totally honest with yourself. So if you write all the answers that you think somebody would want to read if they picked it up, you
Right.
have to answer it for yourself.
I love that. That's the best advice ever. If you could leave the listeners with one final thought or tip, what would that be?
I would say it sounds a little cliche, but whatever, however bad it is right now, however much you feel like you're drowning, I promise you there is a way out. I promise you it will get better. It may not look like it, it may not feel like it right now, but I promise you there's a way out. And I encourage you to follow those deep nudges in yourself that you might be ignoring. The ones that are telling you that there's a different way, there's a better way. And really sitting with those nudges and seeing what they're telling you. And those are probably your keys to change, to getting out of the hole, and to living life according to your own design.
That's good, Stacey. Yeah, I think it's easy to sense or hear those nudges and just go about life. But that was the best advice ever. Don't ignore them. Instead, once it's brought to your awareness, tap in and see where it's guiding you. I love that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time, listeners. This was an amazing discussion and interview here with Stacey. Check out her website, check out her free gift below. I also want to invite everyone to stay tuned and come back to listen in for the next session.
Thank you so much for having me.